So has this new data changed your perception of the tolerability and safety profile of tamoxifen versus an AI in postmenopausal women?
Well, I think we know how to manage bone density. I think that the fracture rates that we're seeing on all of these aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen trials are probably reflective of women who weren't closely followed, who didn't have bisphosphonates, who didn't, in general, on the ATAC trial, and even on the bone density trial, they didn't even recommend calcium and vitamin D. They didn't prohibit it outright, but they didn't recommend it. I think we don't know what those kinds of interventions will do. So I'm not as worried about the bones, although it's definitely something we have to pay attention to. And if somebody gets started on a bisphosphonate, it then makes the expense that much higher. I'm interested in also following out the whole lipid issue and the cardiac issue. Again, we do have interventions for cholesterol if it becomes a problem. But time will tell how many patients end up going on a statin, for example, because they're on an aromatase inhibitor versus tamoxifen. It may just all be that tamoxifen lowers the LDL and raises the HDL, and it's not that the AI itself is raising it. But tamoxifen has some of its side effects are good. You know, with these switching studies now being the first to show the survival benefit, I question whether or not tamoxifen shouldn't be in some way, shape, or form included along with an AI at some point in the whole regimen.